Welcome to the Rush Hour podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
G'day, Gus here from the Rush Hour. We are back on Monday. In the meantime, here are our unaired chats with supercar legends. Today, it's Frosty. How are you going, mate? Obviously, Bathurst coming up. You're looking forward to that. But what have you been up to over the last year or so?
Well, it's a busy part of the season for us. Obviously, Bathurst is the holy grail of our sport. So, we're going all out to try and win that. And then Gold Coast and Adelaide to finish the year. And then pretty well we trade that car in for a brand new Camaro next year. So, wow. A lot going on at the moment in our sport, and throw in a family and and some time at home. There's plenty happening.
You do a bit of wake surfing away from the track?
I try to, yeah. I try. Good to get away over Christmas. We go up the river and get on the behind the Malibu and have a ski and, bit of a wake surf and everything. So, people say, what do you do in your downtime? And you try and say, relaxing, but 55k an hour behind a boat's probably not relaxing.
You are a thrill seeker, though.
We love it.
Frosty, the last time I saw you, mate, was Australia's greatest athlete, and you guys, mate, very underrated, and didn't realise how much sort of
mate. You're wrapping yourself
every
there
opportunity
with
to pump yourself up.
I was hosting it, and the big fella, he's not as big as me, but how good was it to show skills outside of racing?
It was good, but it was a bit unfair having all you blokes standing next to me because I'm 75 kilos, but next to all you big fellas, I look like I was about 40. So that was a bit of a reality check. But after that show, actually, my trainer who phoned me after that and said, hey, if you're going to go on national TV and budgie smugglers, you might need to beef up a bit. So it was a good introduction to my new trainer. But that was a lot of fun. And yeah. Obviously, we've got to be fit to drive these cars, but people don't know that. I guess they relate racing to, a two-hour race. So I drove to Newcastle from Sydney. That's 2 hours. It's completely different. But until you go on those shows and, I guess, show off how hard we train, no one really knows. So that was a lot of fun. But, budgie smugglers on national TV, you've got to be pretty confident. I probably could have done a better job.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I do appreciate that. I'm going to ask you this. Mate, what is your dream car? We have these dream cars that we want. What's your dream car?
Well, we're pretty lucky. I guess racing a supercar is as good as they get. They are such a cool car to drive. And, you can't go any faster. And they're 300-kilometre-an-hour cars and all that sort of stuff. Really, very lucky to run that. But in reality, I've got three boys, so I'm the Kia Carnivale or something. I know my position because if their kids in the back, actually drove a Corvette for the first time, two-seater, a ridiculous car, but there's no kid room in the back. So I know my role in life. So kids are happy, we're happy. So it's probably a van, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've spoken to a few of the drivers and they're saying the same thing. You have your fun when you're on the track. But, Frost, you've always been fantastic to Triple M. Loved you all these years and best of luck at Bathurst, mate. And thanks so much for joining us.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Rush Hour podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.